Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you heard about Colonel Bud Day. Colonel Bud Day, you know, he's just passed. And as an amazing man, and he was in three wars. He was in the Korean War. He was in the Vietnam War, and I don't know if the third war, I guess it could have been World War II, you know.
Could have been.
And it was just a hero. He's one of our heroes. And he is talking about here, he's talking to a room full of, I believe, Air Force officers. And he's sitting up front in this room. We're going to have a video of this available for you on the VFN Torch. But I want you to hear him, because he's talking about when he was taken captive in Vietnam, when he was taken as a prisoner of war. And listen to what he says. I mean, first of all, realize this man went and fought for our freedom. Three wars now, not just did one tour of duty. Three wars that he fought. I mean, he was a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, taken prisoner, and how he was treated. I mean, he just talks about it so lightly. You're thinking, my goodness. Mm. But listen, he says, he's going to talk about that the people that were guarding him were like boys,
mm-hmm.
14, 12-year-old boys. And that's what you find out. That's what you find out is, like, you can begin to love your enemy when you realize it's the people that are taking those people captive and forcing the people to do something that a 12-year-old boy wouldn't even do.
Right.
But you got to hear, this is actually Colonel Bud Day, a hero, a true American hero, talking about what it was like in Vietnam when he got taken as a prisoner of war. Listen up.
They put me into a tunnel, and the reason for this was everything was underground because there was bombing and guns firing, not into the area where I was, but a little south of that. So they had a digging complex, and all of Vietnam had tunnels, and you know, they loved that underground. They were moles. So anyway, the kids that were supposed to be watching me, really, after a couple of days that I was the novelty that I was, just stopped doing what they were supposed to be doing, which was paying attention to me. And there were just kind of a lot of grabbing up on the road, you know, and they were forever walking away and talking to each other, even leaning their rifles up against the edge of the place where this tunnel that I was in. I had to picture that one escaping was not going to be a problem. It was going to be, how could I set it up? And
drinking coffee.
So I decided that, because it was obvious, my eye was all bloodshot.
We're looking at a room full of Air Force officers right here. But you can see this on the VFN Torch. You're listening to Colonel Bud Day talk about being taken captive, and they're just, listen up.
Blind. And my knee was pretty big, and of course my arm was busted, and so they concluded I was no threat. And when they tried to get me to move around or do anything, I faked it. I couldn't move at all. I just was unable to do anything. Wasn't able to move, couldn't do anything on my own. And they began to buy that. Even brought me a canteen of water, which was great to go for the escape.
By the way, this is so important, because we got to learn this kind of wisdom, because you never know a day that you may. He said, I faked like I couldn't move, and they bought it. Mm-hmm. And he's planning his escape. Listen up.
So I finally got it set up that they would rope me up. The way they secured you was they take this garden rope, you know, this white rope, about two-thirds the size of your little finger, and they had a piece that was about 30 feet long, and come and roll around my leg a whole bunch of times and tie about 40 granny knots in it. Well, I found out right away, you know, that even though my arm was busted, if I just steadied it here like this, I could take the rope, I could untie this thing. So I practiced untying it several times and got it down to the point where I could do it about 7-8 minutes. And so then it was just a question of looking for the time when these guys was right. Obviously the time would be just about dark when they're not paying any attention. And I had gotten a good fix from the times they'd had me out of the hole. They tortured me a bunch of times. They hung me one day by the feet all day, and so there was a lot of this kind of stuff. But you can get through all of that. If they don't kill you, well, you know that doesn't put you out of commission. And so anyway, what I made up my mind was, when the time was right, I was going to do a quick untie just as the dark was falling, and out of there, and I knew what direction I wanted to go. And so the first night I was going to go, just as I'm ready to pull out, rain, I mean, it just, Frog Strangler, I couldn't see from here to the clock, you know. So bang, there went the first night's escape night. Next night, pretty clear. So did a quick untie, and these guys who were supposed to be standing, you know, close to me to you or Doris, they're up on the road shooting a bull. Both of them got AK-47, you know, acting like they're doing something. 14-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids, I don't know how old they were, just little kids. So I said a quick prayer to God, had 4 kids at home and a wife, and I was hoping to get home, so I asked God to get me through this, and got her all untied and waited till both of them were facing the opposite direction to slip out of this hole and around behind it, and a little ridge into a rice paddy. And that was a surprise, because as soon as my foot hit the bottom of that silt, it was just like stepping on a banana peel. My feet went out from under me, and I landed right on my busted arm. And I almost bit my tongue off to keep from screaming when I hit the deck. So I waited, knowing I'd made a bunch of noise. I couldn't believe they didn't hear it. Waited about a minute and a half, and nothing. So with that, I got up and headed south. And so I was out for somewhere over 2 weeks. I don't know exactly what, because I started losing track of time. But one of the things was that I never had any trouble finding water. There was plenty of water to drink. The main problem was there was absolutely zip for food. And just one other quick aside, you know, they teach you in survival school about getting to the high ground. Okay, well, once you're down in the jungle, there ain't no getting to the high ground, because trying to get to the high ground is like walking over and trying to walk through this wall. This stuff is as dense as, you know, it's just a vegetated wall. You got rattan running around, a little bunch of low brush, some more brush about 8-9 feet high, some trees about 20 feet high, some more trees about 50 feet high, and then these really big trees like 100 feet high. And so you don't see any sky. You got to go just almost totally on instinct, and there's no going to the high ground. You either go on the established paths, or get into a creek or river that's going someplace, then that's the way that you're going to get through that. So it took me a while to get that sorted out. And meantime, I got hit by a round of something, got me in the leg, blew up my ears, and had me bleeding. And that took the steam out of me for about a day and a half or so, and finally got on the road again and got moving south.
You're listening to Colonel Bud Day, hero. August 1st, passed away. Senator McCain led his funeral with 1,000 mourners. Lord, we thank you for this hero that served us, Colonel Bud Day. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.